T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Got a couple of injury issues, Rhea. Unfortunately, we have the access to some of the greatest medical minds in America from NovaCare.
Yes.
Please introduce our NovaCare doctor this morning.
It's one of our favorites. We've had him on many times before. Dr. Arjun Ramprasad, sports medicine doctor at Jefferson Health, 3B Orthopedics in Center City and Langhorne. Dr. Ramprasad is the team doctor for Bristol High School, Holy Ghost, Westchester, and Holy Family University.
Doctor, welcome to our show. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Angel. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Doc. Rhea has sent you video of the actual injury to Miles Sanders. What have you determined by film study?
I feel like I can see this on the inside of my eyelids. I've watched it so much since yesterday.
All right. Good.
As soon as I saw it, but he injures that right ankle, and it looks like when he plants, that's when it slips on the turf. You can see the sod kick up, and he gets what we call an inversion injury to his ankle. His foot turns inward. That's pressure on the ligaments on the outside of his ankle. And he gets tackled. It doesn't look like he gets too much direct trauma, but he tries to get up, and you can see he's limping, and he really couldn't put much weight on it. So this is what we call usually an ankle sprain injury. He got x-rays. I saw Coach Sirianni said he's not really – didn't think there was much of a fracture, but I'm sure they'll continue to evaluate. The hard part is after one of these, you can't tell if how severe it is because it tends to swell up right after the injury, and people generally have trouble walking or putting weight right afterwards. So it doesn't necessarily mean he's got a major tear. It could be a smaller sprain injury, but – initially, right afterwards, it's always swollen, painful, tough to walk. And, you know, they're being cautious. They're going to put him on the cart to make sure, hey, let's not have him put any weight on it at first.
Right.
And hopefully what it means is this is a lower grade where a week or two of treatment to let the swelling come down and let it settle, he can get stabilized and hopefully get back out there.
All right. That sounds not that terrible. So it didn't look to you like a bone in your foot broke, a high ankle, none of those things, right, Doc? It looked more like just an inversion injury.
More likely, yeah. The bone is less likely because he didn't get too much direct trauma, and it wasn't that his foot was stuck on the ground when he got hit.
Right.
With the high ankle, that's a possibility as well, but usually it's more when that foot's flexed and then he would try to move, but somebody had pushed down on his foot. And that kind of puts more trauma on that area. So it's possible there's a component to that, but this looks more like the ankle inverted. And, it could be a grade 1 to a grade 3. We all hope it's a grade 1 and that he can be able to get back out there because he was actually getting the ball and moving pretty well.
All right, let me get to Jolie because I am not Doc, but I play one as a fan. And I'm watching him after one stinking game. And he's already limping around on the same bad knee whose MCL he tore at the end of the year and did not get repaired. Is it possible here that we are just getting a recurrence of the very same injury that impeded him at the end of last season?
It's possible, but not as likely. So he injured his lateral meniscus in the playoffs, and we were all watching him kind of make his way through it, and the question was whether or not he needed a surgery, and he didn't end up having any surgical treatment. But not every meniscus tear needs a surgery. The meniscus is a shock absorber in the knee, and depending on the type and nature of injury, that affects what you can do because blood flow to the meniscus is not that great. So depending on the area and the type of the injury, a repair may not even hold. And then a repair is around a 12-week recovery process to full activity because it has to settle down afterwards. So if he had a smaller tear that was just going to end up healing on its own, turning into scar tissue, that's most likely what happened with him. He's also a extraordinarily large man playing a sport with very large man, and he collided with somebody, so he could get a bone bruise or just soft tissue injury, not necessarily that meniscus, but given the nature of a sport where he's playing running, jumping nonstop, and the fact that he's just such a big man, the knee is kind of always a concern. But in his case, not necessarily that meniscus not getting surgery, because it may not have been the type of injury that would have benefited from surgery. And then he would have had the downtime to recover from a surgery that wouldn't necessarily give him a better chance of playing without pain.
Great information from another brilliant NovaCare physician. Doctor, thank you so much for your expertise this morning.
Thanks, Angelo, and congratulations. I've been listening for over 25 years to you guys, and it's been a treat. So,
no, I gotta be honest, Doc. I think today's my last day. After watching that game, I can't do 14 more months of this garbage. Come on, Doc. It's enough is enough. My mental health matters here, doesn't it, Jones?
It left a long time ago.
Doc, thank you. Honestly, Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.